This is Mike Natalizio, President and CEO of H&I Risk Services. On behalf of the entire team at H&I, I'd like to welcome you to this podcast from H&I University, where our goal is to drive change through education. Today's interview is actually a preview of an upcoming keynote event titled Make the Noise, Go Away. The premise and the speaker for this event comes from a friend of mine by the name of Larry Linney. Larry Linney wrote a book entitled Make the Noise, Go Away. And with me today, joining me from the nestled in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, is Larry Linney. Larry, I want to welcome you to our interview today.
Thanks a bunch. I feel pretty nestled out here. It's a beautiful day in Colorado, so looking forward to our discussion.
Thanks, Larry. Say, let's start with the title of your book, Make the Noise, Go Away. How did you arrive at that title, and actually, what does it mean?
Well, Make the Noise, Go Away, and the subtitle is The Power of an Effective Second Command. It began with actually a whole different terminology. When I became an effective second command many years ago with a guy that was struggling, a guy that had so much noise in his head constantly in his business, he was actually to a place in his life that he was having to receive medical attention because of the stress, the noise, the 90-hour work weeks, the frustrations that he had to deal with in his business. And you know, this is a guy that started off his company by saying, I'm going to start an entrepreneurial business because I'm going to have freedom as a business owner. And then all of a sudden, he was sitting here, you know, 10 years later, and the business completely owned him. He was frustrated and had so much noise. But we didn't know it was called noise at the time. We just knew his head was filled with stuff that kept him from doing the things that he did best. And so he hired me as a second command. And after a few years of working together, I was visiting with him, and we realized that this noise, or whatever it was called at the time, was gone. And he actually termed it feeling safe. He said, you know, I finally feel safe enough about my business to do what I can do best and enjoy my life and actually have that freedom of ownership. And so we began with the terminology of feeling safe. But over time, as I worked with more CEOs and realized the real issue out there of all this stuff that clouds the heads of CEOs, presidents, people that run organizations, I came to the conclusion that really what we needed to do was to eliminate this noise, this constant filling in our heads of as CEOs that keeps us from doing what we do best. So the title came about of Make the Noise Go Away. It seemed to stick, seemed to be something that people could relate to, and it does just flow perfectly into the second part, which is the power of an effective second command. I've realized that there are certain techniques and certain strategies around that relationship to first and second command that can absolutely make that noise go away.
I just love that analogy of noise. The first time I heard you talk about this, it just really rang true. Larry, I know that this is your first book and that you've been getting a lot of feedback on the book, and actually you're out speaking to people about this. What kind of feedback are you getting so far?
Well, I have to tell you, the excitement about this is the feedback. When you write a book, initially you think, I'm gonna do something that's going to make an impact on the world, and you hope there's some type of a financial reward, and then you find out pretty quickly you don't make much money on the book, so you really depend on the positive feedback that you're making a difference, and it is making a difference. I've had some of the most incredible emails that just are overwhelming to me. I mean, people saying that they feel like they got their family back. People that say that they're now enjoying their life again as a CEO. People saying that they didn't realize that, you know, as a CEO, that they had actually caused or had failures with second commands, and if they'd have just known these principles, maybe some more people could have been successful. You know, again, kind of like the guy that I helped originally, that the book was written around myself and the gentleman that I worked with, and his coming to a point of so much stress that it was even being hospitalized. I had one gentleman that I spoke live in front of and gave the principles. He read the book. He sent me an email a few weeks later and said that he had not slept in over 5 years. He had been hospitalized a couple of times, was seeing a therapist, and was doing, I mean, the extremities of how this guy's life was just completely frustrated. He said that he had gone a full week, slept completely through the night, all of his noise was gone, and he was already seeing results just because his multiple second commands grabbed the principles and took things away from him. Mike, you know, it's not everyone's not going to get that level of an extreme of value from the book, but I think that the biggest consistent message I'm hearing from people is, Larry, you hit a lot of topics that will make the noise go away. And in most business owners' minds, the majority of those things, they probably are doing well, but they get those two or three things they weren't doing. And it's powerful, the amount of noise that can be eliminated in each one of these areas. And they're also saying, you know, there's things that we thought were the ways that you had to do business just because that's what we've learned all of our life, and that some of the principles that come out in this book just open their eyes to complete new thinking. So, Mike, I'm excited about what this book has done, because I think it's making a difference in the business communities, and it's helping families and entrepreneurs get what they wanted back in the beginning, and that is freedom in ownership.
Well, since I read the book, Larry, you know, it's come up in conversations with our customers and our people here at H&I, and it's amazing how prevalent this issue is. Everyone seems to be looking at management perpetuations, business succession, and it is a topic that is definitely hitting home. But as critical as this topic is, why do you think your book is really the first one to hit this topic head on?
I got to tell you, Mike, this was the shocker to me, because as I was lucky enough to come up with some of these ideas, I kept thinking, you know, with the number of brilliant people around the world, why hasn't somebody addressed this? So in doing my research, I found that people have tried, but they've taken the wrong approach. People have tried. They say improve delegation. That'll solve the problem. Well, when an entrepreneur delegates, he still owns the issues. He still has to be concerned about it, and he or she still has to deal with those things, because really the noise isn't gone. And they say things like, "Hey, entrepreneur, quit coming up with all these new ideas. That's the way to solve the problem. You know, if the organization's frustrated with all the new ideas, why don't you just quit doing that?" Well, the solutions to the problems have been written about in numerous books, but they're not working. And I don't know why people just didn't think deeper about it and realize, you know what, we don't need to keep telling the same message. We need to probably look at things in a revolutionary way. And that's what I've done here. I've changed some of the thinking to say, don't think the same way. Let's completely eliminate the old thoughts, and let's look at some new principles about how we go. Now, I think there are also some things that are not necessarily revolutionary, that are pretty basic principles that need to be applied that attach to these other items. But, Mike, I think people were taking the easy route and were blaming the CEO because they really didn't understand the psychology behind being that first in command. Being an owner, being an entrepreneur, or being just the head of a corporation, there are psychological issues there of things that they have to do, they're compelled to do, that have to be addressed in this whole relationship. People have not looked at that piece of the model, and that's why I think it's working, and that's why I think it's exploding, is because it is answering some of those questions, and it's helping people get to the right solutions.
That's great. Congrats to you on that. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming event, Larry. What can our listeners expect to learn or take away by attending the Make the Noise Go Away event?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I'm not going to do a book review. I like it when people read the book. And the nice thing about my book is it is such a short read. It's something you can sit down in an hour and a half and get through. So I'm not going to do a book review. But what I am going to do is maybe bring the rest of the story. Some realizations and understanding of the psychology of a first-in-command. Things like how recently I did research and found that in interviewing over 250 CEOs, I found that the average amount of time that those CEOs are doing what they do best is less than 20%. And I'm going to be introducing some of the concepts around the psychology of the CEO, how CEOs and first-in-commands are not doing what they do best in an economy that they have to do what they do best. I'll be introducing some other principles that the publisher wouldn't let me put in the book because they said it could only be so long. So I'm going to introduce and give a few more hints of some ideas and things that will add to and enhance what you might get from the book. I spoke recently in New York, and here's the response that I received from that speech. People that had read the book said, Larry, I read the book and was concerned I wasn't going to get anything. This presentation was so valuable because you told the rest of the story. I had other people that hadn't read the book yet, and they said, Larry, I am so excited about this information. I can't wait to get into the book. So I consider it my objective to make sure I'm speaking to both those that have and haven't read the book, but they're going to be able to take away real live things that will help them in their business and help them in their personal lives the minute they leave the room. And I think more than anything else, they're going to walk away with some new confidence because they thought there might be some problems that couldn't be overcome. Well, maybe they'll have a new hope that they will be overcome.
Larry, you've mentioned the first in command, second commands. I know that's a theme that runs through your book. Who do you think should attend this event, first in commands or second in commands?
That's a great question. You know, when I first started working on the book, I actually went through a couple of different publishing agents as well as some different publishers that were interested in the book. And the reason that I fired most of them going through it is they said, Larry, you have to pick one audience. You can't be everything to everybody. You can't write to the first and second commands. You have to focus on one. And I kept saying, I think you're wrong. I mean, in trying to be a good husband, I've read numerous books that talk about marriage and it talks about both sides of the relationship. Well, I think a first and second command is a relationship that we spend a lot of time with and they have a lot of elements that will make it successful or not. This book is written to both, and I believe that the speech that I'll be giving and the presentation and our discussion and our conversation that day is going to have huge impact on the first in commands and second commands. If I was a first in command, I would bring my second in commands with me. And second commands don't have to be one person. It's your direct reports. It's the people that you trust or that you want to trust to be able to take on things in the business so that you can be free to do what you do best. So I think it's for anyone that falls in that first or second command role, Mike.
Great. Thank you. Well, Larry, thank you for your time today. We're really looking forward to seeing you live and in person at this event. Before I let you go, though, I have one last question, a standing question that we ask all of our people on our podcast, and that is this. At H&I University, our goal is to drive change through education. Larry, what is the best change you have made in your life?
Well, I tell you what, Mike, that's a tough question, and it's one that I think about what I've been teaching in the book. You know, a lot of times it's hard to apply the principles in your own life that you tell everybody else to do. But I would say the biggest change that I've made, especially in the last few years, is that, you know, I'm doing so many different things. I have multiple companies, multiple activities, and the biggest change that I've made has been identifying clearly what it is that my future looks like and what it is that I want to accomplish. I've realized that I am on the path to where I'm headed. Now, that sounds really relatively simple, but it is. I'm on my path to where I'm headed. And so if I can look at my activities today to determine where I'm going to end up, am I happy with that outcome? Well, by identifying ultimately, clearly, why I'm doing what I'm doing, what is it that I want out of life, what is it that I want to get accomplished, by having complete clarity around that, I've now focused in my efforts that every day I do what I do best, I do what will make the greatest impact towards getting me to that outcome of where I need to go. I can apply first and second command principles. I can do a lot of different things, but the bottom line is know absolutely where I'm headed and why I need to accomplish that. And when I do that, it makes each day's decisions of staying focused on what I do best much easier. And I know now that the path that I'm headed on is going to take me where I really want to go and not some place that I'm just going to end up and be less than satisfied. So that's probably the biggest thing that I've done and the best advice I could give to anyone about what I'm doing and what changes I've made to make me more successful.
Great answer, Larry. Thank you. Well, if you're listening to this and you want to get started on making the noise go away for you and your team, be sure to sign up for this event. There will be some bonus material as well. We're going to have a free book. Larry's book, Make the Noise Go Away, will be available to anyone who attends. Larry will be taking some time after the presentation to sign those books for you. And he's also actually going to offer something as well, which is a one-hour complimentary coaching between you and your team. And we're going to have a little drawing for that as well. So, on behalf of the entire H&I team, thank you for listening. If you'd like more information about this event or any of the H&I University events, go to hni.com or call 800-236-4000. 1-800-four-four-six-four to register. Thank you again, Larry.
Thank you, Mike. Look forward to seeing you.